Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Had to change my hat there for the people that are members that are watching this morning. Got my steel hat on, my favorite chainsaw, and also all kinds of other equipment. Had a wonderful tour of their distribution place this past week, and was even more impressed with the organization and the quality control of the steel products than I already was. So you'll hear the ads here. I use a bunch of steel products. I got a backpack sprayer that's great. I've got two different hand tools that are the best made. One of them, I was telling the people at the place, that I've had and been using now, I guess, for close to 15 years, one pair of them. They just last forever. They're great. And then the chainsaw that I have, I just love it. I think it's the best in the business. Those of you that are in the tree care business, a lot of you already do have steel chainsaws, but if you don't, you really need to switch over. They are the best. And this hour is also brought to you by Crazy Water, the water that's the mineral water from mineral wells that I drink on a regular basis that just is great. I like the one that has the red label that's four, has the most minerals in it, but the three is just a little bit less than that, and then on down the line. So whichever suits your taste buds, give it a shot if you haven't already. We're visiting, speaking of trace minerals in water, we're visiting with a gentleman this morning, and also Marty Whittakin, talking about a sauna, a device that you actually get into and takes toxins out of your body. Marty, you've been using this kind of technique for quite a while, huh?
Oh, yes. I love the fact that the Mayo Clinic approves it, because regular sauna, like the one they have at the gym, and Phil can address this, but those are too hot. They, like, burn your eyeballs, and for a heart patient, it's stressful. This doesn't work that way. And Sherry Rogers recommends it. She's a famous author of medical doctor, written 14 books. And she's really worried about the plasticizers and the pesticides, because those chemicals that we accumulate interfere with our hormones, with our immune system, with our nervous system, and so on. But I want to sell my big, old, space-consuming, slow wooden sauna and buy one of these, because I've tried it. I go over to the office, to HealthWorks office, and use theirs, and I like it so much better.
Well, that's great. Jim, are you still with us there?
Yes, I'm still here.
It's a very impressive device, and I like the simplicity of it. Do you actually leave it? Do you recommend leaving it set up or fold it up when it's not in use? What's the best way to physically use the thing?
Most people just leave it set up all the time because it's so small. It's just a 2 feet, 8-inch footprint, about 3.5 feet high. If you live in New York City or San Francisco, some of those people just they love it so much they just take it down every couple days, and then they put it back up, because it only takes 2 minutes to tear down and about 3-4 minutes to set up. So it's very, very convenient to use.
Do you really put it in a suitcase when you travel?
Yes, I can't fit the chair in the suitcase. I just use a hotel chair, but the radiator, the double radiator, scrunches and fits very easily in any suitcase, and the tent folds so that you put 30 pounds of clothes, and then you put the tent in, which folds really compactly, and it all fits in a suitcase pretty easy. It's amazing.
Oh, that's great. We've got, for people that might have to go, I want to go ahead and introduce a deal that we've got going. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and you click on the what's the logo?
The link for HealthWorks Mart.
HealthWorks. It's over on the left-hand side. There's a discount available for you there. I think our members get even more of a value, but it's a real easy way for you to go see what this device looks like. You sit in it, and your head's popped out of the top of it, and you sit in there, and it does good things about taking toxins out of your body, apparently.
Now, what's really interesting that's important for me to say is that when you look at the radiator of the Relax sauna, it's in a class by itself. The radiator itself sells for $900, and a lot of people will say to me, "Hey, Phil, I just bought this sauna from you, and I saw another one for $200-$300 on the internet, and it looks just the same." And I have to explain to them, well, a Chevy Chevette does look a little bit like a Mercedes. And in the health food industry, we all know how powerful and how wonderful a Vitamix is. And a $30 blender at Target isn't quite the same as a Vitamix. They look the same on the outside. But what makes a Vitamix work better is the motor. And so in the Relax sauna, you have an incredible generator that generates 95 to 100% far infrared light. So when it shines, it hits the bullseye every single time on absorbable far infrared that's beneficial for human energy, for the human body. It's absorbed. And a lot of the cheaper saunas, only 20% of that is absorbed. And the other 80% or 60% is like a hair dryer energy or a space heater. They're harsh and they don't feel warm and loving. I like to say that the Relax sauna is the best we could do to get a step down version of divine love in a box, because it really does feel warm and you do feel refreshed and you do feel like every cell in your body is being massaged and soothed.
It's the far infrared sauna. Are there any negatives about it for either one of you about it at all? People with pacemakers, any kind of illnesses, if people have, they should avoid it. Any negatives about the device at all?
Well, because the Relax brand, the Relax sauna, what it does, it's 100%, 95% far infrared light. It only activates the cells in the body that are cells. In other words, titanium rods, heart pacemakers, implants, none of that is affected. And so the only side effect, they say, you know, with the Relax sauna, you make sure you want to drink a lot of water.
Makes sense.
Just drink water when you feel like drinking it.
Marty, what are the symptoms of somebody that has heavy metal contamination in their body? Is there a definite kind of a symptom, or is it just a general lack of health?
Boy, you could probably name any symptom you want to, but I know the testimonials rein in, and even the studies. I'm very pleased to find on the government database of studies from the Journal of Cardiology and various other ones talking about help for cardiovascular problems, autoimmune problems, chronic problems of every kind, quality of life for diabetics because it improves the circulation, healing of diabetic ulcers, fibromyalgia, cellulite, depression. Because these toxins interfere with every cellular process in the body, it's very personalized how that shows up in people.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about the product. Again, there's a deal. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, go to HealthWorks. It's the big HW there on the left-hand side about the way you can get it through the HealthWorks. And those of you that are already involved with us as members of the Organic Club of America, there's some benefit there as well. I don't think the cost is all that bad, even at the full retail price, but there's a little bit better incentive for you that you may want to take a look at. Are the products available across the country in various kinds of stores or just by mail order like this, Jim? How can people find out more information?
Well, they are available at different, you know, health professionals throughout the country, like Marty, you know, who will sell them. But basically, you know, it's much easier just to get it through Marty, especially with the discount. By the way, my name is Philip, not Jim. I finally realized you kept on calling me Jim.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm looking at the screen. It's some other name. Sorry about that, Phil.
That's all right.
It's not the first time I've done that.
the relaxed sauna, what's crucial is, like, it's really important to learn about what far infrared ray energy can do. And then once you're sold on far infrared energy, then you say, well, which far infrared machine do I buy? And that's where I come in to explain that the relaxed sauna is 95 to 100%, and it feels warm and loving. And when people get into our sauna and then they buy a cheap one, some do, they've been disappointed and they've returned them and gotten ours, because ours is really high quality and pure, and that's really important. And also, it takes just 30 seconds to warm up, not 5 or 10 minutes or not 20 or 30 minutes.
Phil, thank you very much. We're going to have to take another break here. I'll talk to you off the air a little bit. That's Phil Wilson, and again, this is the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. We'll be back right after this.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about the dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, for some time now, and you're going to continue to because it's the best on the market. My dogs are proof. Hannah, Carmen, and Tater wouldn't eat any other dog food. They might, but I'd have to soup it up with something that tastes really good. This dog food tastes great, and it's really good for them. There are no toxic preservatives in the product and some very high-quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One of the things I've noticed with my dogs eating Munster Natural is that they don't have any hip or joint problems, hardly ever, and that goes way back to many dogs that have eaten the Munster Natural. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling at their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product into the stores and make the customers happy, mainly making all the pets happy. There's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food. Again, that website is munstermilling.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard Garrett back. Marty Whitkin still with me. Marty, that was interesting. Toxins in the body, I've known to be a problem for a long time, and I think some of the diet things that you and I talk about and do help. But this sauna really sounds like it might be good for people, especially if they've had some issues already.
I think if people think about the fact that one of the things it does is it kind of shakes up the water molecules and makes them into smaller clusters, so they can get into smaller spaces. So that's, I think, why it would be helpful for somebody with diabetic ulcers or peripheral neuropathy where they've got numb feet because the circulation's bad. The fluid component of the blood can just get in there. And when you improve circulation and you get the junk out of the body, then it can do what it's supposed to do. It's very good at protecting us when we get out of its way and give it what it needs to work with.
I wonder if this has some specific benefit for people with arthritis and that sort of thing.
That's one of the things that's mentioned in some of the journal articles that I saw, even rheumatoid arthritis. Anything that can benefit from improved circulation, and if people are following your advice and my advice and they're eating more nutritious food and they're taking their supplements, then the blood is going to have what the cells need, and then if you improve the circulation, it gets to the cells that need it. So it kind of all works together. And he mentioned drinking water. I like to have people, whenever they're going to do sauna, put in at least emergency, but a much better product, I think, is Oxalent. HealthWorks that you link to, they carry it. It's a multivitamin that's an effervescent powder, and you put it in water, and the minerals in it are much better absorbed. So most people are running around too low in magnesium to begin with, so you don't want to sweat some of that out, or you don't want to take diuretics and lose it. So you drink that when you go in, and then that's providing everything you want to have in the blood to carry to the cells.
So the ideal thing is to eat and drink like we recommend as much as possible, and then do the sauna as well.
I don't know any other way to get rid of these organic materials that we collect. Even babies now are born with 200 chemicals in their bodies because they're in the polar bears at the poles. So the organic ones, there are some other methods you can use, chelation and chemical approaches to getting rid of the heavy metals. But those plasticizers, the BPA out of the cans and bottles, those kinds of things, those are, once they're in there, they're very hard to get out. So it's good to use the sauna.
And this device
for that.
helps get rid of that. Mm-hmm. The regular price, we didn't mention the number, but there's no reason not to, is $1,195 for people that go through dirtdoctor.com. You can get $200 off. And what you do is go to dirtdoctor.com. Over on the left-hand side, there's a big HW, which stands for Health Works, and that goes through the business that Marty and Andy are. I guess you're involved with that company.
Not really.
Is that just
but
Andy's?
They carry all the sponsors. The products that sponsor my show, and
right.
they allow me to help pick out what they have, but I don't have any financial interest in
okay. Well, we've got open lines, so you can jump on here and talk about nutrition or gardening or pest control or whatever you want to talk about. It's 866-444-3478. I was going to give you an update on a couple of things, and I wanted to talk to Marty about it anyway. Marty, as you and I were talking off the air, I started some experiments with cookies, trying to come up with a chocolate chip cookie that didn't have wheat in it, no gluten, and used almond flour. And they tasted great, but they were soft. And some of my listeners gave me some tips. One was to use less honey than I used in the first batch, and that helped. Using the material called xanthan gum really did firm them up. They didn't even flatten out into cookies. They stayed in the pile that I put them on the cookie sheet. Do you have a problem with that? I've had some people kind of raise their eyebrows about using that product. Do you have any issue with it?
No, it's used in a lot of things.
It's made from microorganisms is how it's produced.
No, I don't really have that much to say about it.
Okay, one way or the other. When you feel it, it's real slick and slimy. It's kind of a strange product, so I'd rather figure out some other way to do it. So we're still experimenting.
Agar, it's used in a similar
way. Some of the people told me they had a little bit more issue with that than the xanthan gum for some reason. But anyway, anybody out there that's got any other tips on how to come up with a crunchy, firm chocolate chip cookie or any kind of cookie that doesn't have some of the things we're trying to avoid in it, let us know. The other thing was I've mentioned a couple of times that I have a shoulder problem. I have a little tear. I actually had an MRI and found it. I was curious about why it wasn't going away. And I wasn't easing off of it. I was still doing yoga and still playing golf and everything, and I was continuing to irritate it. And it got so bad there for a while, it even hurt enough to keep me awake at night. Well, in the past, I've done a newsletter, and I've talked about a book on the air that is a book about avoiding nightshades to help arthritis. And so in addition to trying to get away from wheat and doing some other things with my diet, kind of in an experimental way, I thought, you know, that injury I have, even though it's a physical injury, I have bursitis and there's some arthritis involved with it now. And so I cut out the hardest things in the world to cut out, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers. That's the hardest one for me. And guess what? My shoulder pain is gone.
Oh, my God.
Now, is it coincidence? I don't know. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go and some other things. Howard Garrett with Marty Whitaker. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Just 2 days left before the election, and Mitt Romney is making a play for votes in Democratic-leaning Pennsylvania. He and running mate Paul Ryan have an event planned in Morristown, Pennsylvania this evening. He will be visiting several other states over the next couple of days. Temperatures dropped into the 30s in New York this morning. That's caused problems for 700,000 people still without power. Warming centers are being set up across the city. Activists say Syrian rebels have captured an oil field in the country's east after 3 days of fierce fighting with government troops protecting the facility. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory says rebels overran the oil field near the border with Iraq today. And Syrian opposition groups are meeting in Qatar today, trying to unify efforts to oust President Bashar Assad's teetering government. One dissident trying to overhaul the opposition leadership is proposing to limit the national council to 15. This is SRN News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-865-3075. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-865-3075. That's 1-800-865-3075. 1-800-865-3075.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Number one, Alabama is 9-0 and on track to play for a second straight national title after a big win at fifth-ranked LSU. After blowing a 14-3 halftime lead, the Tide had to get a 28-yard touchdown pass with 51 seconds left to pull out a 21-17 victory for Coach Nick Saban.
When things went bad and the momentum of the game changed, they kept their poise.
Second-ranked Oregon outgunned number 18 USC 62-51. Third-ranked Kansas State remained unbeaten, beating Oklahoma State 44-30. Wildcats linebacker Arthur Brown says the team felt the absence of quarterback Colin Klein when he left in the third quarter with an injury.
Everyone's aware of that. You know, Colin's a great player, great asset for our team.
No word on the injury after the game. Fourth-ranked Notre Dame remained unbeaten, edging Pittsburgh 29-26 in triple overtime. The Irish are 9-0. Sixth-ranked Ohio State beat Illinois 52-22. It was seventh-ranked Georgia 37, Mississippi 10. Eighth-ranked Florida 14, Missouri 17. Tenth-ranked Clemson 56, Duke 20. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Brooklyn beat Toronto 107-100 in the first game played in Barclays Center. Nets guard Deron Williams, who had 19 points, says he hopes the game provided a distraction for the victims of Superstorm Sandy.
You know, it just kind of gives them an escape. So we're definitely happy to be back on the court and, you know, represent Brooklyn.
Portland went to overtime to beat Houston 95-85. Newly acquired James Harden, who scored 37 and 45 points in his first two games with the Rockets, was held at 24 last night.
We just couldn't make shots. You know, we had a lot of opportunities where we were open. You know, a lot of missed layups, including myself.
Boston beat Washington 89-86. Indiana went to two overtimes to down Sacramento 106-98. It was Miami 119, Denver 116. New Orleans surprised Chicago 89-82. Dallas crushed Charlotte 126-99. It was Milwaukee 105, Cleveland 102, San Antonio 110, Utah 100. Golden State 114, the LA Clippers 110. Fort Larned led all the way to win the $5 million Classic by half a length and cap a weekend of upsets at the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, we're back with you, Howard Garrett and Marty Whitick. And I was trying to find the newsletter that did, and I can't put my fingers on it real quickly about that book, but there's a book written by a fella. He, at the time that I first got the book, he was 82 years old, and I've known about the book now for quite a while, so I don't know if he's still around or not, but he was a huge proponent of basically getting everybody to stop or cut way back on the nightshades that they ate. You know some people that are really sensitive to nightshades, is that right?
Right. That author I mentioned earlier, Sherry Rogers, she is very sensitive to potatoes. Now, you can, the nightshades are potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant, tobacco, but you don't necessarily have to be sensitive to all of them. With her, it's potatoes. And if she gets a hold of some potato accidentally, her back becomes so painful that she may be flat on her back for like 3 weeks. So for those who are really sensitive, and if you've got unexplained arthritis-type problems, it doesn't cost you any. It might be painful to your appetite, but doesn't cost you anything to avoid something and see if you get better.
Well, I'll find it before maybe our next break, and we'll talk about it in a little more detail, but it's something that a lot of the listeners may be interested in, that have arthritis or bursitis or something like that, because there does seem to be something to it. I have some personal experience with it now. Could be pure coincidence, but I don't really think so. Let's catch up on a couple of phone calls. And if you want to call and talk to me or to Marty Whitaker about anything at all, the telephone number is 1-866-444-3478. Loretta in Paris, Texas, next up. Hello, Loretta.
Good morning. I don't get to listen to you every Sunday because sometimes I don't pick up the radio. It doesn't come in clear. But I've been wanting to ask, I planted some strawberries last spring, and they have sent out runners, oh, gajillion of them. Mm-hmm. And I want to know when is the best time to divide those and replant some of them. I don't know whether to do it this fall or wait till spring. And I need to know when to separate all those.
Okay. Do you know what variety they are, Loretta?
They're sequoia.
Are they? You could do it right now, or you can leave them alone and just let them produce more right where they are. Are you wanting to enlarge the area? Is that why you want to do it?
Oh, they're so thick. They sent out so many runners out of the original 16 plants that I planted. I'll bet you I've got over 100 plants in that little 4x8 bed.
Well, that's
now.
Great. Well, it's time to do it right now. I would go ahead and take advantage of the fall burst of root growth that we get on all plants and go ahead and move them right now.
Oh, I know. Everything I had in the garden was dying from the heat, and then when it cooled down and we got rain and stuff, everything is sending out new growth.
Mm-hmm.
I've got new tomatoes coming on, okra is going wild. My eggplants are just amazing, and everybody that's had them says they've never had better tasting eggplants. But I wanted to know, you know, when was the best time to start dividing those?
I'd go ahead and do it right now. I think that variety would like being in a new place in the fall, get some root growth, and take off for you again, next year. But don't foul up the current stand that you have. Just take some out of there, move to the new location, and go ahead and do it right away.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. I'm glad you're having good luck. This wonderful weather's not going to last forever, so enjoy it while it's there.
I've even got baby watermelons, and it's like, oh, no, they're not going to have time to get ripe.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on those. Okay, well, good luck. You're doing a good job, it sounds like.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Ken in Tomball, Texas. Hey, Ken.
Hi. Hey, I was wanting to ask you a question about oak tree. I've got a really nice live oak, probably about 3 foot in diameter at the base, and it's got a hole in it, I guess, maybe where a limb used to be or something, but it's about probably 6 inch by 3 inch in size, and had a tree company tell me that I need to fill that. Then I've heard that maybe that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, you need to ignore them or get another tree company. cavities should be left open, and it's the best way for them to heal. They'll form a protective barrier. Trees do that with any kind of a wound. And so having the air in there and the natural barrier that the tree will form is much, much better than filling it with foam or concrete or anything else. What you do when you do that is you just create an artificial situation where new disease and rot and things that are bad can get started. So,
well, I do see that it seems to be full of liquid.
Don't worry about that at all. The protective barrier that the tree forms will guard against that moving on in and causing a problem for the tree. A lot of times cavities are caused, Ken, and for everybody, this is important to know, by people pruning improperly. When you prune a limb and you cut too close to the trunk, that almost 100% of the time will create a cavity at that point. If you leave the cut stub that's too long, which isn't necessarily a good thing to do either, but it's a lot better than cutting too close. The excess that's left will die just like a limb falling off in the forest and die back right to the branch collar. That branch collar is part of the trunk, you see. So when you cut a flush cut, you've cut off a little chunk of the trunk. and then rot forms, and it goes back into the tree, and that's what causes the cavity. But once the cavity's there, the best thing to do is leave it alone.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Marty and I were talking about apple cider vinegar off the air a little bit. I was telling her that one of my friends I ran into the other day said that they had started taking apple cider vinegar on a regular basis, and it really helped them feel better and with some of the issues they have been having. Is there anybody that you run into with your recommendations that should not or should be careful at least about how much vinegar they take?
Actually, probably a lot more people should consider it. I gave a talk on Friday to the a local Rotary Club about heartburn. My book is on heartburn. And I said, you don't have to take these horrible medicines that for blocking stomach acid. Most people, if they just cut back on the starches and the sugars and the wheat and at the first sign of some indigestion, put some apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon, in some water, and drink it. It takes care of the heartburn. I've got lots of other causes.
And it does it instantly, too.
Instantly, yeah. Most people, it tends to alkalinize your body. Most people eating the standard American diet, the acronym is SAD, standard American diet, their tissues are acidic because they're eating so many of these sugars and starches and not getting enough fruits and vegetables. So when you take apple cider vinegar, it tends to alkalinize you, and most people could benefit from that as well. If they have a horrible kind of esophagitis, if their esophagus is all irritated because they've had a lot of heartburn, or they have Barrett's esophagus or something like that, if they have an open ulcer, then they need to heal up before they can benefit from it. It would be irritating.
Any
weak acid's going to hurt.
Well, I think it's confusing to people about how an acidic product like vinegar could have an alkalizing effect. It's hard for me to explain it, but it does. As it metabolizes, I guess the end result is this alkalizing effect. And that is a help and a protection against all kind of degenerative diseases when you go that route. We did a newsletter recently, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from it. I need to do an updated version again because we got a lot of questions about why didn't you talk about this, why didn't you talk about that. But it basically went into some of the latest things that we've been talking about, trying to stay away from gluten as much as possible and wheat. It all got started from the book called Wheat Belly. It's what generated all that conversation. The fellow that wrote that is an MD, and he basically recommends just stopping the ingestion of any kind of wheat, period. But that's almost impossible to do. That's harder to do than not eating nightshades, I think.
The people who have celiac disease, that's a type of gluten sensitivity that's really serious. They have to not even have a crumb anywhere accidentally. They can't use soy sauce that isn't wheat-free and things like that. They have it really tough. But when you find out all the places that gluten is hidden, yes, it's a problem. I think when people cut back on grains in general, they do better because it's hard on the blood sugar. The starch quickly turns to sugar. It spikes the blood sugar. That brings out insulin. You store the blood sugar as fat. So it's part of the obesity epidemic. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and I watched this very, very overweight family. I mean, these children were obese. The mother was morbidly obese. And they ordered these cinnamon pretzel things. There was a giant pile of starch in front of them. And they just sat there for the longest time. That was after their pizza. So their meal was almost entirely starch. And I just so wanted to go over and say, let me give you a clue. But, I'd probably have gotten punched, so I didn't.
Well, unfortunately, it's a big problem. And the thing in the book Wheat Belly that jumped out the most at me was that author – who again is an MD, I think he, in fact, I know, he says that the whole grain, the breads and things like that are actually worse for you than some of the white bread, some of the more processed stuff. And his point is that wheat's not wheat anymore. It's been changed and modified so much, you know, since the beginning of wheat being used as a food, and the genetic modification, you know, is a big part of that. I think that's why people are so strongly trying to get that proposition, what is it, 37 in California killed. They don't want the public to know how big, yeah, Proposition 37, how big the problem really is, how much of the food that we use is already genetically modified, and they don't want that information out there.
Your listeners who grow their own food really have made a good choice because they know what's in it.
A big
but
one.
I want
right.
everything labeled, like you say. We need to know where it came from, what's in it, and whether or not it's been modified so that we can make better choices.
Well, we're going to take a little break here. Marty Whittakin is with me. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478's number. Give us a call. We'll be back right after this. One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and Marty Whittakin is here with me today. Somebody, just to clarify something, somebody called and said I gave the wrong address for the SPCA and that wonderful little dolly or dolly that's there, and you need to check her out on dirtdoctor.com. She's just great. And the two dogs from the past couple of weeks haven't been adopted either. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. It's a mouthful. And the address is Lone Star Drive. I had said earlier that it's near I-30 and Hampton Road, which it is, but the actual address is 2400 Lone Star Drive. And all that information is on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button there that says SPCA. The easiest way for you, if you're interested in this arthritis conversation that we're talking about, the book is covered in the library on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the library and go to arthritis. I don't know that this was the newsletter we did or not. We probably need to do an updated version of it. But the book is called Arthritis, Childress Diet to Stop It. And the author is Norman Childress. And there's a picture of the book there, and it talks about you know, staying away from the nightshades, which again are hard to do, hard to stay away from, especially if you eat out. I mean, so many things are made with peppers and tomatoes and things like that. Plus, they taste great, and I love them. And it's tough giving them up, but I've tried to a degree to see if it helped my shoulder, and it has big time. I have mentioned this to some of my friends that have real serious arthritis problems. And people tend to not do it, tend to stay away from it. Marty, you run into that all the time, that if their doctor didn't recommend it, they don't do it?
That's true. And I always tell people that there are times, especially when you aren't getting where you want to go with the current recommendations, that a second opinion is a really good idea. But if you go to another doctor who went to a cookie-cutter medical school and talks to the same drug reps, you'll just get the same opinion twice. So if you go to a naturopathic doctor or an integrative doctor who's nutrition-oriented, then you're going to get somebody who really wants to get to the root cause of the problem, which unfortunately, standard medicine isn't well equipped to do that because the insurance will only pay for the typical 6-minute office visit, and it's kind of hard to do much counseling in that amount of time.
Well, let's catch up on a few phone calls here, and then we'll get back to talking about health and nutrition issues. It's all related. Linda wanted to know the name of the book about the wheat, and I'll go ahead and throw that out. It's called Wheat Belly, and it's a great book. I recommend it to everybody. It's really what got me on a kind of a different route here with my nutrition. Dave is next up, though, in Grapeland, Texas. Hey, Dave.
Yes, last weekend I planted 4 peach trees and 1 apple, and I soaked them. I took all the stuff off of them, most all of it, and straightened out the roots. And I didn't have any Garrett juice, but I've used some Medina Plus and such as that, and I soaked them for about an hour, and I planted them. They ain't doing no good. They're wilted, and this morning leaves started dropping. Yesterday, I actually got some of the roots kind of high, and yesterday when I got in, I put some lava sand on them and mixed up some more stuff, the Medina Plus and what have you, and Thrive, and watered them down, and this morning they're losing their leaves.
Okay. Well, Dave, you may be just experiencing a normal phenomenon. You may not have a big problem. We've had some frost. We've had some pretty significant frost. And a lot of people don't even realize that, I think, because it's been so warm. And you may have just – some of my plants, for example, at home have already defoliated. Not a whole lot of them. It's just certain varieties were a little more sensitive to it than others. But I've seen out in Bermuda – lawns, for example, 419 hybrid is where you can see it the easiest, that real distinctive mottling that you get of green and yellow, and that's a very definite sign of a significant frost. So you could just be having some defoliation related to that. It sounds like you've done some good things. Other than that, you might make up your own compost tea or Garrett juice and add that as a drench at some point, and your plants will probably be fine. It's just too late in the season for them to be really green and, and growing at this point. New plants just planted.
The apple tree, the leaves are actually turning brown. I got 2 pear trees, and they're 4 years old, and one of them, the bark is starting to crack. That's not good, is it?
Well, it's not. It's a sign of some stress from something. It can be sunburn, but if sunburn is happening on the trunks, that's generally a sign that the trees are weak for some reason. I'd get the magical little mix that you make yourself called tree trunk goop and smear it on those trunks. You might put it on the ones that aren't even cracked yet if you're seeing that, and it'll help prevent the cracking. It's a mixture of compost, natural diatomaceous earth, and soft rock phosphate, equal amounts of those 3 things.
Good.
And water, and slather it on there. It's DE, compost, soft rock phosphate. For those of you who can't find soft rock phosphate for that formula, you can add fireplace ashes instead of the soft rock phosphate.
Well, I have one question.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We're going to have to run for a minute, and I'll talk to you there, and we'll talk to more people in the next hour. The number is 866-444-DIRT 3478. Marty, thank you for being with me. If she hangs around, we'll get more information out of her as well. Be back right after this.